Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter B'tochen Message series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for Zivig Leakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and therefore Shleim Eliyahu Ben Soro, Mordechai Ben Soro, and Lilui Nishmas Malkum Asram Chaim Yitzchok, or Rav Shleim Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok Eliyahu Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok Oren Ben Moshe, and Ha'isha Gittel Basarav Eliezer Manoyach. I think that the events of the past year and a half, and certainly our goals is full of other events as well, have certainly sent a tremor of fear down the spines in the hearts of so many of us. You know, illness that can spread at such a massive rate and wreak such havoc on the planet Earth. Crushing accidents, Lag BaOmer in Niron and in the stolen of Beis Medrash, and now with this tragic Surfside collapse. It gives pause for thought and creates certain concerns, certain fears in the hearts and the minds of so many. How secure are we? How healthy are we? How safe are we in our cities, in our country, on this planet Earth? The concerns are many. And it occurred to me that this is really a very special opportunity for us to address and maybe motivate ourselves to a higher level of bitochen, of putting our trust in Hashem. You know, the Marie Kroh and others, I believe as well, Erbshot, that when Esau was coming towards Yaakov, Esau was coming with this army. Esau had this deep-rooted hatred for his brother Yaakov. And Yaakov is preparing for this encounter. And he sends some gifts to him, Tzoyin Ubokor, and he sends him a little message. He says, Imlochon Garti, Vayoli Tzoyin Ubokor, I was with Lovan for the last number of years. And the Ralbag says, you see from here how to melt the heart of an enemy. Show him love and friendship. Show him friendship, sending you gifts, I'm updating you on my life. And the comment seems very strange. It seems that on the one hand, that the power of love can melt the hatred of a mortal enemy. The power of love is infinitely powerful. If Esau, who thought Yaakov had fooled him, was still able to be influenced or could have been influenced by this show of love and friendship, we see that it's such a powerful thing. Well, you know, Mitzad Echot, we have to know how much Hashem loves us. And even though we may not be focused on that love, we may not be reciprocating that love, we may not even be aware that we have any of that in our being, but if we know how much Hashem loves us, it can penetrate and bring out the best in us. And I guess that's the first step, is to realize that in the face of everything that we're concerned about, we can never lose sight of the fact that Hashem loves us. Does that explain why these tragedies take place? No, we can't explain them with any level of truth or authority. But we know that Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. We know that B'chol Tzoroisam Loitzor, He feels our pain, even beyond what we feel. That should be a sense of encouragement and allow us to come closer to Him with bitochen, because He really loves us. We can rely on Him. But I think it goes a step further, because the Marie Kroh over there learns when it says, Vayira Yaakov, Yaakov was afraid of Esau. So Rashi says he had a haftocha, but he was afraid maybe he sinned and he wasn't worthy of the promise. Therefore, he was afraid of Esau. And others asked the question, Ari Kro and others, why didn't he have bitochen stam? Why couldn't Esau have trust Hashem that Hashem would protect him from Esau? Forget, even if he wasn't worthy of the promise. And he points out, Vayira, he forced himself to be afraid. Because he gives a moshel, he says, what's a bal stoka? A bal stoka is not someone who money means nothing to him. A bal stoka loves his money, but he gives it away anyway. What's a bal bitochen? A bal bitochen is not someone who is impervious to any danger, who's living in an idyllic situation where there's nothing, no problems, no challenges going or surrounding him. He's the one who's in trouble. He's the one who's mole pachad v'yiro. He's afraid. He has serious challenges facing him. And still, he rises above them with the knowledge of Hashem's chesed and Hashem's love and Hashem's rachamim. He rises above them to put his trust in Hashem. And that's what Yaakov Avinu wanted to do. He wanted to access true bitochen. So he forced himself to be afraid of Esav, and that would lead him to greater bitochen. Unfortunately, today, the situation has been such, it may not be necessary to force ourselves to be afraid in order to have bitochen. What's going on? What's gone on? Not to mention the political and sociological and security conditions in the world. There is what to be concerned about. And that can be a unique opportunity to rise to greater levels of bitochen. The Rabbi Noyon at the end of the first parak of Brochos brings a pasuk from Mishlei, "Biyiras Hashem mivtachois." In the fear of Hashem lies the strength of bitochen. The strength of bitochen comes from the place of yira. He says that's why we bend down when we say Baruch Ato, to symbolize a fear. And then straighten up Hashem Zikif Kifufim when you say the Shem Hashem to symbolize putting our trust in Hashem. The Rambam's beautiful moshel on the reason we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur because they're days of Yerov HaFachad. Umivrach umonaselov. We're so scared we want to run away from Hashem. But where do we run when we run away from Hashem? Mivrach elov. We run into his embrace. And really, that, I believe, is something that we should begin to focus on at this moment. When we see there's been so much of concern, there were so many challenges, there were so many tragedies. There's such a sense of unrest and discomfort before we lose it. And unfortunately, it dissipates and disappears very quickly. Let's use it as an opportunity to strengthen our bitochen. We so need that bitochen. That bitochen will help us to resolve so many of our own challenges and will give us the peace of mind that Hashem is in control of everything and taking care of everything. In the Sefer Zohar Lemiryom, in Perek Beis, the Chofetz Chaim discusses bitochen at the time of Mashiach. And he seems to say that that's what the kapitel that says, Leilonu Hashem, Leilonu Kideshim Uchein Kutein Kovin, is referring either to Yemaisa Mashiach, to Melchemes Goy Gomogoy, or to the Chevle Mashiach. And that paragraph ends with, Yisroel B'tach B'Hashem, Be'isaron B'tchu B'Hashem, Yirei Hashem Bitchu Hashem. And he says at the time of the Chevle Mashiach, or at the time of Goy Gomogoy, towards the end of days, says there will be serious challenges. And the answer to those challenges is for each and every member of Klal Yisroel to strengthen their bitachon. Yisroel, Klal Yisroel at large, Bitach Bashem, Beis Aharon, Kohanim, he says, the manhigim, the meirei derech, bitchu Hashem. The Yirei Hashem, who are the highest echelon of human perfection, tzaddikim u'kedoshim, Bitchu Hashem. Everyone at the time of Mashiach has to strengthen their bitchu Hashem. And I think that these days we have a unique opportunity to strengthen that bitchu, because the Yiras Hashem Mivtach Ois formula, that from the fear, from the concern, from the challenge, we can rise to a greater level of bitochon. That's really the opportunity that we have today. So before these events are committed to the history books, and we disengage our emotions from them, let's try to use them, to utilize them, to strengthen our bitochon Hashem. After everything is said and done, what can we rely on? We can't rely that medically we'll protect ourselves from every disease that exists, because a disease can be manufactured that can destroy so much. We really are not completely reliant on all of the security measures taken in public places and in building codes and in permission, the permits that are issued and needed. We can only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even buildings, which we thought were much more serious and much more controlled by the departments of buildings and safety and so forth. But we can only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein lonu lishoin ela avinu shel hashamayim. Let's take these times, these challenges, these lessons as a springboard to look. Yes, there are problems, there are challenges, there are dangers, and there's only one answer. Yisroel b'tach b'Hashem, b'isaroin b'tchu b'Hashem, yirei Hashem b'tchu b'Hashem. That's the answer. May it be our answer as well.